I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The age-old rift between the Sunni and the Shia continues to shatter nations, but it may actually be helping Muslims come to terms with their need for the one true God. Sat7's Terry Ascott explains.
It's quite a huge problem for Islam in general, this conflict that's going on, because it has turned people away from Islam. And in the wake of that comes Christian broadcasting with the message of peace, reconciliation, love, and we're presenting really a God that makes sense to people who've just turned their back on violence being done in the name of God by one faction of Islam to another.
Sat7 broadcasts the gospel into homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Would you pray for lives to be touched and for spirits to be renewed by these efforts? And in the weeks linking March to April, Bibles for China is heading to rural China to come alongside the local churches. Wendell Rovenstein with Bibles for China.
Everything that the Chinese Christians need exists in China. Our desire is, as we go in, to be encouragers to those that are doing a wonderful job.
And yet many people have been asking Bibles for China to help by training. Even though training isn't their specialty, Bibles for China is willing to shift gears to help.
We'll have some opportunity to have a textbook, if you will, the Leadership Bible, and to be able to share that with their congregations.
Pray for opportunities for these believers to engage in Scripture. If you're interested in going on a trip or supplying some of the Bibles, you'll find details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.